We've got a little addendum to the fish report, and whenever I get you in, fish, I'm going to change your name. Whenever I get you in here, Leaf, I'm curious of what you've been doing. I know of no other person that gets out on the water and wets the line as often as you do. So you got a story maybe to whet our appetite?
I think I would. You know, my buddy that taught Chinese used to call me Yi Zhao Lang, and that was fish head Leaf. So you could pretty much get away with calling me that, I think. But that day that I called you and I was just kind of freaking out about how awesome the fishing was, was the day that I'd seen a few really nice sized fish, and I had three of these fish in mind. Missed one, caught this really nice, like 20-inch cutthroat female on the stimulator, got her in, and just a beautiful fish and release, and went to go to that third fish, and well, that's when it all went down. You know, I'd seen this big fish along this riprap wall, and it was just such fast water, I'd missed it a few times going by in the boat. So I went back by land to try to have a little more than a half second as I was cruising by to hit it. And sure enough, that big old thing came up and hit that fly with a vengeance the moment I got into that little pocket. And it was, you know, I thought this fish was 15, 16 inches when I first saw it. It ended up being 19, 20, and it busted straight across that really fast flow and almost emptied my reel on me. Luckily, it decided to swing back over to my side of the river, but that was when it was already halfway down this riprap wall, so I took off running. And this is where I really have to emphasize proper footwear on the river, folks.
Oh, this is a you screwed up story?
Well, I mean, you know, flip-flops and riprap and running are not a good combination.
Dude, yeah.
I was about 3/4 of the way to the fish, and I heard this clunk, and it was my bones hitting the riprap wall, and I pretty much tore into my shin and knee and everything right there, and my foot and hand. But I managed to keep the other hand up in the air.
I was going to say, in the heat of the action, you didn't even know how banged up you were.
Oh, I didn't look. Yeah. I just got the fish in there, kind of got it in hand, you know, got the fly out, took a quick picture, was stoked, and then kind of looked down to evaluate the damage. And, you know, like I say, sometimes we bleed, but it's usually worth it.
I noticed you're a little scabby today.
A little scabby, but full of smiles.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and that's just how it is sometimes. But hey, you know, just be careful, but try to have fun out there. And everybody enjoy your summer and get your fish on.